This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now from CelticsBlog.com, he's Jeff Clark. What's going on, Jeff?
How's it going, Patrick?
All right, so your Celtics will finish the year at 55 wins, 110-97 winners over the Brooklyn Scrubs. Scrubs.
Brooklyn draft picks is what I refer to them as.
All those draft picks, I think, play for the Celtics.
Yes, they certainly.
So the Celtics, 55 wins at the beginning of the season probably would have been realistic. That was before Gordon Hayward was going to be down for the year 10 minutes into the season.
Right.
Yet they still win 55 games, no Hayward, and, for large stretches, no Kyrie. How have the Celtics been able to be successful despite missing one star all year and then another one for significant stretches?
I mean, sometimes the only explanation I have is because Brad Stevens, right? I mean, he's, in my mind, the coach of the year. There's a lot of good candidates out there for that award, but, neither here nor there. He is just a phenomenal coach. He instills a system that works. It's not even a single system. It's a system that just maximizes the strengths of some players and just minimizes their weaknesses and just gets the most out of his team. He turned this team, the Danny Ainge turned the entire roster over, it seemed like, and Brad Stevens just seamlessly integrated them, put them into places where they could succeed, has the top defense in the league this year. He's just done a masterful job with the squad and got them to all, give what it takes to win basketball games.
Now, how many of the guys who played tonight are actually going to be in the playoff rotation?
maybe Greg Monroe. Not sure about too many other guys. Although, with all the injuries that we've got on the team in the first round, we're probably going to have to, rely on guys like Shane Larkin and other guys that played tonight. So, it's going to be actually a lot.
Now, what was how surprised are you that despite losing Kyrie, the Celtics continue to play pretty good basketball?
Well, I mean, it's surprising, but it's not. The guys are going to get out there and they're going to play hard. They're going to try to win every game. They're going to take Brad Stevens' mantra of take the next play, the next opportunity to make yourself better. They're going to go out there and give their best effort. On the other hand, talent wins in this league, right? So it is surprising that when you take away their two best players, they still go out there and win basketball games. I think you're seeing a lot of stepping up from the younger guys. You're seeing a lot of rallying around from the guys that are on the bench and playing bigger roles. Someone like Terry Rozier is playing a bigger role and having more of an opportunity to step in there and fill up some box scores with additional shots and points. And it's just been fun to watch them grow and succeed in this circumstance.
Now, despite the fact that no Hayward, no Kyrie, is it still? I mean, if they don't make it out of the first round, is it a disappointing season?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say that we're playing with house money at this point, right? It's 55 wins is a success given all the injuries that we've had and what you just talked about. I can see a scenario where a first round exit, as long as you're getting a lot of good experience for guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier. If they do a hard-fought seven-game series and lose at the buzzer, I could see that being a reasonably acceptable outcome. On the other time, I mean, it's always going to be disappointing to lose in the playoffs, but I could see that happening. On the other hand, I could see them winning ugly in the first round, getting swept in the second round, and that being more disappointing than losing in the first round. So there are scenarios out here that are just a little bit more intricate than just winning in the first round, winning in the second round, et cetera.
Jeff Clark, CelticsBlog.com with us on the hotline. And, the Celtics got a pretty good year out of Jaylen Brown. And
yeah,
maybe they made the right choice taking Jason Tatum. How good have those two guys been, and how hard are they going to have to lean on them in the playoffs?
Oh, it's going to be, you know, trial by fire for both of those guys. Jason Tatum's going to, I mean, one of the big things with the Celtics right now is the fact that they've got a great defense, but they have trouble generating points. One thing that, you know, Jason Tatum was put on this earth to do is to generate points. So they're going to have to lean on him. They're going to have to go to him very early and often and say, okay, Rook, go ahead and get us some points and you know, do it within the flow of the offense, do it with the right shots, but at the same time, be aggressive and don't be afraid to get out there and take those shots. I don't think he's afraid of the moment, but at the same time, he tends to try to make the right play, make the right pass, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes you need your number one guy to be a little bit selfish. Jaylen Brown has no qualms whatsoever, no fear whatsoever of playing into the moment. Last year, he was one of the few bright spots that we had playing against the Cavaliers, towards the end there. And he just didn't back down, and he's taken that experience from last year and fed it into a great regular season this year. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for too from Jason Tatum as well. Is, you know, this is going to be a great growing experience for him to be one of the, you know, first options on a playoff team and on a second seed, if you will. Both Jalen and Jason are going to be able to take this experience and build on it and go into next year with that much better experience going forward.
How far away is Marcus Smart from getting back on the floor?
I believe the latest reports are that, you know, if it goes seven games, he could be back for the seventh game in the first round, but it's a lot more likely that he'll be back for the second round. So, you know, not a doctor. I don't know his medical reports, but the reports that we've gotten are basically he's probably not going to be there for the first round.
Now, you guys are expected to get Milwaukee for round one?
That's right.
Yep. Okay, so who draws the assignment of guarding Greek Freak?
Everybody, the whole team. He is unguardable. There's nothing. There's no secret there. He's going to be the best player in the series. That's something we're going to have to, you know, cope with. At the same time, you can try to slow him down. You can try to get in his way, make other players have to beat you. They've got Chris Middleton as well. They've got a few other guys that can make life difficult. But, you know, I think that in particular, and this sounds weird, but, you know, Al Horford might be a guy that has some of the length and versatility and lateral quickness that can kind of get in the way of him and at least slow him down, make things a little bit harder for him. Not that he's going to be matched up with him directly, but it's going to be a team effort. They're all going to have to kind of find their roles, find their places in the team defense. And if any team defense can kind of slow a single superstar down, I think it would be the Celtics this year because, you know, they just have that. They know their roles, they back each other up, and they get they do their best to limit other teams' superstars.
What is your expectation for the Celtics in the playoffs this year?
Well, against the Bucks, I think they can win. It was kind of coming down to the matchups. I was a little less confident against the Wizards and even some of the Heat. Against the Heat, I think they were kind of a sneaky, difficult matchup. But against the Bucks, you know, all respect due to the Bucks, I think they have some very talented players. Obviously, Greek Freak, but I think that they are a beatable team in the first round. I think they can make it out of the first round. After that, it just depends on the matchups. I'm not sure who the Celtics would face in the second round, but it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that they could win a second round series. But I guess we'll see.
All right, Jeff Clark, CelticsBlog.com. Jeff, you got a Twitter or anything people can follow you online?
Yeah, it's really hard to figure out. It's called @CelticsBlog. @CelticsBlog, basically.
No way. @CelticsBlog. Yeah. That's a tough
yep.
one. Let me see if I can figure that one out. Now we're good, buddy. Jeff Clark, right. CelticsBlog.com. Appreciate you joining us tonight, buddy. Thank you. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right, Jeff Clark, CelticsBlog.com.